Yes. Radio, and I'm Maurice,
and I am Tanya,
and we're back here once again. It's been a while, but we've still been persevering and enduring and staying healthy and changing our lifestyle one supplement at a time, trying to be definitely pharmaceutical drug free, definitely, and rely on the Most High, the Almighty's herbs, and this incredible immune system he gave us that is sufficient enough for me. And of course, as we age, we have to learn how to keep it strong, enhance it, keep it going from all the rudiments of society, this world, all the different things that can try and destroy us. But we're glad to be back on the air. It's been a few weeks since we've done the broadcast, but Tanya has created a page. She's been busy on filming about your page with the new broadcast or something.
Yes. Okay. So I have, it's a Facebook page. It's slowly growing and gaining momentum. There's almost 100 members. Just been a couple of weeks. And it's called the Women's Wellness page. Well, it's Women's Wellness 50 plus and off. So all age groups, there's a emphasis or focus on women in the 50s and how our body changes with menopause and things like that. So there's a little focus, a little bit more of a focus on that age group. However, all ages are welcome. We do have some 20-year-olds and 20, you know, all different ages, women. And it's a healthy support group where we post recipes, advice about herbs and certified herbalists and things like that. So we're very excited. And so I'm just want to extend an invitation to those that are interested. It's on Facebook and it's Women's Wellness 50 Plus and All, Get Fit and Healthy Support Group.
All right. Sounds great. It's exciting. So many people are jumping on the health bandwagon, and it's important that you get quality ingredients and get different tips from different people. Some charlatans out there, some products don't have the efficacy, the potency that's required. As some of the vitamins, I really tell people, scrutinize where you buy it from, the manufacturer, the company. There's just a lot of stuff out there that's not doing what it says it does. It's just the potency's not there. The vitamin and mineral content is absent. Some of these pills that you buy never really get dispersed throughout your body and your joints. They end up just staying in your stomach.
You mean a placebo.
Yeah, a placebo. It's just like a little pebble, keeping a pebble. And sometimes some of you all don't realize that your body can't break down vitamins and pills, and you have to go to liquid form supplements or tinctures, which we talk a lot about. And believe it or not, the absorption rate is much better. So I wouldn't say take advice from us. I'd say do your research. Don't just Google everything. Go get some books. Go to the bookstore. Go to old bookstores, garage sales, and get these books that really tell you the truth about things. Of course, this world doesn't want us having this knowledge. They want us to rely on pharmaceutical industry to heal us and not the Most High.
Right.
No. Most High believes in healing, but he also believes in you changing during the healing. It was Yeshua, after he healed people miraculously, he would say, go and sin no more. And some of those sins were what brought on were the precursors of the sicknesses that they had. Sin can lead to sickness, and sin is transgressing the law. And in this case, we're in reference to, well, not just the dietary law, but there are, you know, sexual sins can make you sick too. There's a lot of venereal diseases out there, people. There's a lot of them out there. AIDS has not gone anywhere, people. It's just not a death sentence anymore. But when it comes to the dietary laws that the Creator has for us, he created those laws to keep us healthy.
Yes.
If I start eating, I remember when my kids were little, we watched the little documentary about the guy who ate McDonald's for 30 days and he almost died. He was in the ICU. Blood pressure shot up, cholesterol, heart palpitations, everything. Food will kill you. The wrong foods. He said, stay away from swine. As a black man, if I eat swine for 14 days straight, I'm going to be in the ICU somewhere or 6 feet under, because it automatically has a propensity to raise my blood pressure due to the sodium and the parasites that are inside that will cause blood clotting, heart attacks, and strokes, and attacks on your veins. Now, we've discussed minerals and vitamins and supplements to help with heart attack and stroke, such as L-arginine, very important supplement. People, you got to start getting minerals, not just the vitamins. Let the vitamins come from your food. Organic food that even if you saute it, you don't saute it until it turns dark green and all the vitamin nutrients are gone. You cook them out.
And into the grease or olive oil.
Saturated in oil, yeah. And there's nothing there. It's got to be crunchy. You got to keep it alive. But even if you could avoid sauteing and steam your vegetables, you know, that's the best way to go. And listen, throw away the white table salt. That's a killer. Please try sea salt. Yeah, it's okay. It's good. But I really am an advocate for pink Himalayan salt because of all the vitamins and minerals. You want to say something?
Yeah, even with pink Himalayan salt, I mean, there's an old school recipe. If you get a sore throat, gargle with salt water. You know, you think, well, I just want to keep the table salt just in case, you know, someone in the house gets sick and we can gargle with the the table salt. But pink Himalayan salt has so many healing properties, you could use it to gargle. And it as a whole substitute for table salt.
Yep. It won't spike your blood pressure. And it's just loaded with minerals and benefits. And all salt should be used in moderation, just for a little flavor of a seasoning. So if you're on a diet and you're trying to get your blood pressure low, I suggest definitely switching over to pink Himalayan salt. Do your research on it. We're going to talk about that jab today. And we're going to discuss some herbs that can help benefit your oxidative cells, your blood cells, all your cells, and to fight against these spike proteins and the shedding. We're going to talk about two supplements that can help. One is a tea, and one is a pill form mineral that are going to be real beneficial moving forward with what's coming upon the earth. I don't think we're out of this thing yet, because some people's immune systems are being destroyed because they decided to take this jab. And what you've done is you started a war inside your body. And we're going to start to see the results of the war. Right. And we're not being told the truth about the immediate impact that this jab has had on some people right away, within 1 day to 2 weeks. And there's no reversing this due to the nanoparticles, which you're going to find out about, that are causing the magnification in people. So we got a lot to share and talk about. Anything else you want to say before I play this little article?
No, I wholeheartedly agree. And I do have some friends and family members that decided to go that route. And I'm just, you know, hoping and praying that things will be okay. But yeah, it's just, I think people are succumbing to peer pressure.
It's a whole lot of fear.
Yeah, lots of fear.
And not a lot of faith in the one true healer. So much for spirituality for some people, because it seems to be just religiosity tradition, but not really a grounded, rooted belief in your creator and what he's given you and his healing ability and his spirit. Either you believe it or you don't. This was on the Stu Peters show with a woman who got the jab and has been in the hospital ever since.
Confirmed that her serious diagnosis is a direct result of the Moderna injection being referred to as a so-called COVID vaccine, falsely, by the way. We have reached out to that neurologist, and we hope that he will be brave enough to make an appearance on this program. Her diagnosis is called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is commonly referred to as a rare disorder. The disease forces your body's immune system to first attack your nerves, resulting in weakness and tingling in your extremities at the beginning, but ultimately resulting in full-body paralysis and death. Since talking with Brittany on this program, I have received hundreds of emails from victims of the jab saying that they too have received this exact diagnosis. And when they try to tell the world, they're censored, blocked, banned, canceled. They're scared to death for their own lives, but at the same time have the strength and bravery, like Brittany, to be concerned about the rest of us, particularly our kids. Tragic. Social media has also been flooded with countless videos of people sticking metal objects to themselves, an unexplainable phenomenon that at first seemed fringe for medical professionals and scientists who were actually reluctant to associate this apparent magnetism with the COVID shot.
You don't figure it out.
Brittany Galvin's Instagram account blew up after she publicly shared several self-recorded videos and then one of her team of doctors who was shocked when they themselves tested her magnet theory and saw that it was indeed real. I've received so many emails about this magnetism since that interview, I can't even keep up. But nobody with medical credentials really wanted to talk about it, and the comments on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and all the other platforms were mostly skeptics, having a hard time believing that these people were credible. We can't say that anymore. It is real. It's scary, and it's becoming undeniable to everyone that would like for you to believe that it's a hoax. Jane Ruby is an international health economist with over 20 years in pharmaceutical research experience. She's a medical expert, a Stu Peters Show contributor, and she joins us now. Dr. Ruby, this is horrific.
Stuart, you hit the nail on the head. It's real.
We know it's real. There's an entire science in the literature about it. And we also know something else that's really tragic and horrific. It was intentionally added to these injections. Why, you're asking me? Because it is a more aggressive delivery mechanism to get it into every cell in your body. It's a process called magnetofection. And it's, all this information is readily available. You can do the research yourself. You can look at the government's website, PubMed, to look at the peer-reviewed journal studies that have been published on this particular science. And what it is, Stu, is they are using magnetic fields through different chemicals to actually concentrate the RNA, the mRNA, into people's cells. This is in alignment with everything we've been reporting for weeks now. We just know what and how is behind these magnetic phenomenon where people are having these items are sticking to them. So what it is it's part of the lipid nanoparticle, and it's a super delivery system. And there are places in your body that, you know, other synthetic DNA or RNA should not be going. And yet, this approach forces the material, the mRNA encoding, to force your cells, again, to make over and over again these dangerous spike proteins all over your body. It's actually a forced gene delivery system. And I wanted to share with the audience, you're going to be hearing something more and more, something called SPIONS. It's an acronym, S-P-I-O-N-S, and it stands for supramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles. Where they're putting this magnetic field technology is in and around the lipid nanoparticle envelope that we've also talked about to get this mRNA into your cells. Why do they need to do that? Because the mRNA is so delicate, so easily degraded. It's another reason why it has to be stored. If you know the Pfizer shot material, has to be stored at least 70 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. So let me share something else with your audience. There's a company on the internet, and one of many, by the way, I've been doing all my digging. It's called Chemicell. It's in Berlin, Germany. They advertise, Stu, all kinds of products. There are hundreds of components that you can use to create these magnetic fields around your molecule, right? You can buy it in 200 microgram vials. It's called PolyMag. And I want to share with your audience the disclaimer on Chemicell's website in case you want to buy a little bit of these magnetic fields and attach them to mRNA before you stick them into the human race. And I quote the company, the magnofection reagents and all of its components are developed, designed, intended, and sold for research use only. And here's the frightening part, Stu. They are not to be used for human diagnostic or any drug intended for humans.
And this is in these so-called vaccines.
These components are what they use, Pfizer and Moderna at least, used in their injections, in these vials. This is why people, you have to get an informed consent. You must be given the ingredients of anything going into your body. And last but not least, just wait. We're learning more every day, Sue.
All right, so you just made a very serious and damning allegation on this program. You just said that this substance was intentionally added to create the substance that's creating this magnetism. How can you substantiate that there was intent?
Well, it doesn't occur naturally. It had to be added to the lipid nanoparticle. It's the component. We've also heard many experts, in addition to myself, talk about the polyethylene glycol portion of the lipid nanoparticle that makes it, you know, a little more fat-philic or fat, you know, affinity for fat, which normally would just slip it through cell membranes that are very protective. In other words, if you have a water-based membrane, a lot of other things can get through. But
just wanted to pause it right there to talk about, if you're following, how ethylene glycol is like antifreeze, and it's used to help protect the mRNA so it's not destroyed while going into the body. And it assimilates in the body once it reaches body temperature, which is why they keep it cold. It will already have assimilated if it gets warm before entering the body, and it won't have its effect. And this mRNA is going places that, I don't know if you heard her say, places it shouldn't go, meaning to the heart, the brain, the lungs, the liver, the spleen, kidneys. You're going to start to hear of people dying of all kinds of diseases because they're being changed from within. And if you have a magneto effect going on inside your body, you're a target for 5G radiation. You're like a walking antenna. You know how they say put up all metal objects in a lightning storm, thunderstorm, because you're going to attract the lightning with metal? All of you shouldn't walk in, that have gotten the jab shouldn't walk in a lightning storm. But forget that. Even using your microwave in your home, leaving your modem on, the internet, and using the cell phone all day is going to be a problem. Maybe we'll listen to a little bit more. You want to add anything to that?
No, I'm listening and taking notes.
So that's called magnetic force. Let's listen to
it. True. But there are places in the body that God and nature never wanted any foreign material to get into.
Mm.
And by magnetizing these lipid nanoparticles with these chemicals, you are creating a super delivery system, a forced delivery system into parts of the body that are not supposed to be. And that's why I've been saying for weeks, this material that is injected into your body from these mRNA vaccine shots is going to every part of your body, every cell in your body. And while you may not have had an initial reaction that was of any concern, you are headed for disaster. Please do not, if you've gotten one, do not get a second one. If you've gotten the two-shot deal, do not get any boosters. This is going to get worse and worse and worse, and very soon, Stu.
Unbelievable, and they're trying to push this onto our kids.
Okay, yeah, that's just sad.
17, we exposed the Pfizer findings that they tried to hide. They kept very quiet. 86% of children that participated in the Pfizer trial experienced adverse reactions, negative side effects.
Okay.
So is this what explains how Brittany Galvin, this jab, whatever substance is in here?
Why on earth would you put something that has not even been approved by the FDA into your children that's untested? Do you feed them food off the ground? Do you inject them with fentanyl? Why would you put something, a foreign substance, inside of a kid? And they're hiding the fact that 86% of children that have gotten this have had adverse reactions, swollen, or having heart attacks as a child? What the hell is wrong with you parents? I'm calling CPS. Well, they all in that together, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're all in this together.
Makes you wonder. Just makes you wonder.
Let's play a little bit more of this.
Into traveling quickly and infecting, if you will, every single cell in your body.
Well, it seems to be a fair enough scientific assumption at this point, because who's ever heard of human beings in general, in good health, having a magnetic force that attracts and holds metal objects to their body, first of all. Secondly, the fact that she was initially sticking these metal objects, if you look at the chronology of her videos, she was originally sticking them only around the injection site. I believe it was on her left arm. And then subsequently she did a video showing that she could get something to stick on her right arm. And then after that, the video that you know, you featured in your interview with her was where she was sticking them onto her forehead. This implies to me that there is a generalization of this material throughout the body. Now, I don't know what the extent of the toxicity of these magnetic fields. It's never been used in humans. And as this company in Germany is saying, it should not be used in humans. So, Stu, this is just a crime against humanity of epic proportions. And we're not done talking about it. We're not done seeing the devastation.
Okay, so I want to address the fact checkers, okay? And since I have you here, and I know that you're busy and you have a limited amount of time, but since I have you here, I'm looking at something from the CDC itself. It says, can receiving a COVID-19 vaccine cause you to be magnetic? In all bold, no. Receiving a COVID-19 vaccine will not make you magnetic, including at the site of vaccination, which is usually your arm. COVID-19 vaccines do not contain ingredients that can produce an electromagnetic field at the site of your injection. So let me just ask you flat out, are they just lying?
Yes, they're lying. And Stu, you know why? Because the past is prologue. They also say that these vaccines are safe and effective, which is an FDA legal term that can only be used after providing certain levels of data that these companies have not provided. They've lied about the numbers. They're throttling the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System numbers, every single day. We've got countless numbers of analysts sending us materials every day showing how they're manipulating those numbers. I mean, I could go on and on about how many lies are listed on the CDC website. And don't forget, CDC is basically a vaccine patent company. They hold over 58 patents for vaccines that are coming down the pipe. So you can choose to believe them, but I've provided, to me, the past is prologue. And if they've lied, you know, all the way up till now, why would we believe them on the magnification issue, the magnetofection? Anyone can look up magnetofection. Look at it on PubMed.gov. That's the government's website for peer-reviewed scientific journals. And you can look at the preclinical research and see what they've done and that it is real and that when they've used it in animals, they've had very, very negative results. And they've said, please proceed cautiously if research advances toward human research.
She impresses me so much every day also with her diligence in getting back to everybody. I don't know how you find the time.
All right, there you have it, people. Magnetofection, and it's on the CDC website. CDC, bunch of criminals and murderers. Everybody forgets that young black man tried to warn us about 4 years ago, and they found him floating in the river in Atlanta. He worked for him. He was a general, a lieutenant, and he found him floating in the water. He was trying to warn everybody what was coming down the pike. But nevertheless, CDC also has on their website about
zombie preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they think it's a joke.
Yeah,
asked about the zombie preparedness on their website, they tried to say, oh, it's like it's just a joke. No, they know what's getting ready to happen to the people who are allowing man to alter Yah's creation, which is the human body.
Yeah, there's even a blog on their website about the preparedness 101 zombie apocalypse. So it goes into a brief history of zombies. They're calling out some Harvard psychiatrist, Steven Schultzman. So, there's even information about the supplies that you need for your emergency kit. So I'm just wondering, why is this on their website?
Well, they're telling you, and you're not going to be able to say you weren't warned or told. So these little silly movies you used to watch as a kid, going to the theater, getting high, eating popcorn, laughing, thought it was funny, it's coming to a neighborhood near you. So you might as well turn on, get the Thriller music ready, the Michael Jackson music, because it's going to be Thriller. It's going to be Thriller around here.
Yeah, there's a short paragraph.
Go ahead.
Okay, so under zombie preparedness, it says, wonder why zombie apocalypse and zombie preparedness continue to live or walk dead on a CDC website. As it turns out, what first began a tongue-in-cheek campaign to engage new audiences with preparedness messages has proven to be a very effective platform. We continue to reach and engage a wide variety of audiences on all hazards preparedness via zombie preparedness, end of their paragraph that introduces the zombie preparedness. So then there's a link to products for zombie preparedness. There's a link to for a blog, and there's educators. There's a link to zombie preparedness educators. There's even a zombie preparedness poster. So that's deep psychological. That's how I'm seeing it. So
that was Dr. Jane Ruby, and she's warning of the jab and what's known as magnetofection technology. And you can find her on BitChute. Okay. And let me say a couple of things that 5G will be turned up mid-July. Going to have an impact. The magnification, I've seen the videos. It's moved from the injection point of the arm to where people were putting pairs of scissors on their chest and forehead and the scissors were sticking. You want to say that this is not the mark, but if this thing is moving throughout your body and you can put a magnet on your forehead, that's the head, and then it's moving to your hands.
There you go.
You are a different person. you are a different person. I think I posted this on my website, and you can get more information about this. So if you go to Be The Space Preacher on Facebook, you can pull this article down, play it for yourself, and play it over. Let me read this. It's part of the article. By control, Klaus Schwab said people will be implanted with brain chips to promote bio-digital technologies. They're going to try to make it seem like this is a benefit for you. A lot of these chips and things, your body would reject any form substances that they want to put in unless they can magnify your body. Now the bodies are being prepped and ready to receive what's coming down the pike. The current relaxation of COVID lockdowns is designed to induce laggards to take the shot. When flu season returns, the lockdowns will be reimposed. The vaccines will cause a real epidemic, and they will blame it on COVID. On another note, I marvel how technology has evolved to the point where the whole world is one casino, the stock market, where anyone anywhere with internet access can gamble. The scramble is to determine what life rafts will be left when the bubble pops. And that's pretty much where we are. I wish you all had not given in to this information, the false information, the narrative that was created, and out of fear made a move, or saying that you want to travel, made a move. Makes no sense at all. People are suffering all over the world. Where are you traveling to? There's no Club Med anywhere. The whole world is trying to figure this out, like what's going on. And people have been brainwashed over the years. Your Super Bowl halftime shows with Madonna up there, not a seance, what do you call it? A ritual. It was more of a ritual being performed and brainwashing on the people. And you don't even know it. Now people will go along with whatever they tell you to do, you're going to do it. And so you got to do something about it. Listen, she said, if you got the first shot, don't get the second shot. If you got the second shot, don't take the booster shots. Now you got to fight to build your immune system. You've crossed the line, and that's what I want to share with you tonight. And so I have a couple of herbs I want to share with you before we go. Anything else you want to share about?
No, that's it. Okay. I shared the zombie information on CDC. Don't forget to take a look at that.
Okay. For those of you who have made the mistake and did that, you're going to have to fight hard every day to keep your immune system built up because you got these prions and all these different things happening, luciferase, magnetofection, and ethylene glycol, all this stuff. It's not supposed to be there. Okay? If it was supposed to be there, the Most High would have put it in there when you were born. So anyway, there is a tea that can help repair and restore cells. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. The best one is pine needle tea, white pine needle tea. You can actually order it on Amazon. It includes maximizing your immune system. It improves your vision, prevents respiratory infections, stimulating circulation, and helps you to avoid chronic disease. It increases your cognitive performance because for some reason or other, everybody's hazy and forgetting things because of the chemtrails. That's another thing I'll say, that what's in that needle is also in the air when we're heavily flooded with chemtrails. So you really... when it's heavy with the chemtrails, it is good to stay in with your air purifier. This tea is also good for your health and speeding up your healing process. You want to read number 73 here?
Let's see.
Read this here.
Okay. So pine tree bark, or more commonly called... well, this is a long P word, but I guess...
pycnogenol.
Oh, okay. More commonly called pycnogenol, is high in bioflavonoids called proanthocyanidins.
Mm-hmm.
This herb is a powerful antioxidant, making it more effective than vitamin E, C, carotene, or selenium. It also helps the vitamin C work smarter by penetrating the blood-brain barrier and protecting the brain cells. It also attacks free radicals that cause aging. That's a win-win. Let's see. Would you like me to continue with this?
Yeah.
Okay, internal uses. This fancy word again.
Pycnogenol.
Pycnogenol. Reduces inflammation of the lymphatic system. Assists vitamin C in maintaining collagen returns. Flexibility to the joints, skin, arteries, capillaries, and other tissues. It strengthens the entire arterial system and improves circulation. It has been used for diabetic retinopathy, varicose veins, and hemorrhoids. It also has been used for allergies, arthritis, atherosclerosis, brain dysfunction, cancer, circulatory problems, heart disease, sports injuries, and stress.
Okay, let's do one more on this white pine here. Well, that kind of covers the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you notice it, that the white pine needle tea, which you can actually, if you got a pine tree in your backyard, it might suffice. You don't have to buy it. But it is a circulatory stimulant, and it's good for respiratory disorders, so it will deal with any COVID. But now we're dealing with the cells, so this thing will help to repair the cell damage that's going on. If you messed up and wouldn't got this thing, you're going to have cell damage. It's used by the Indians to treat colds, coughs, kidney trouble, scurvy, chest congestion. It's an expectorant, and it reduces mucus, which we know is the foundation of sickness, too much mucus. So this will fight it. You should have bronchitis, laryngitis, lung congestion, strep throat, and whooping cough. You should be having this tea every morning along with some other tea concoctions you make. Not the little teas with them foul tea bags. Loose leaf tea that you bought from the herbal store. Because, folks, we're in a war to stay healthy. Okay, here's another one that's a miracle mineral. It's called N-acetylcysteine. NAC. It's a supplement form of a cysteine, and you can find it at the health food store. I went and got some. This will blow your mind. It's an amino acid. You find cysteine in high protein foods. That's what I want to say. Okay, what am I trying to say? Found out yesterday that, oh boy, this is deep. This NAC and some other amino acids in your body are naturally occurring when you have a high-protein diet, but hence the whole world becoming vegetarian and not receiving a certain protein or amino acid, and you don't know what's in the mystery meat called impossible or whatever it's called. You don't know what's in it. They're telling you one thing, but we know we live in a world that lies. But you're missing out on a very vital supplement form of a cysteine that comes from a high-protein diet. Folks, the meat is not bad for you, okay? People in the Bible didn't live to be, after the flood, we were eating meat. And Noah and them didn't live to be 900 years old eating meat. I mean, 900 olds being a vegetarian, they were eating meat. So listen, let me finish. You can find it in most high proteins such as chicken, turkey, yogurt, cheese, eggs, sunflower seeds, things that they're trying to get you off of. So if you have more of this in your body, it will fight against radical cell damage. Consuming adequate cysteine and NACs is important for a variety of health reasons, including replenishing the most powerful antioxidant in your body, which is glutathione. So now you're depriving yourself of glutathione and other amino acids because you're vegetarian. Right, more common and more inexpensive.
Yeah.
And the vegetarians are eating GMO vegetables and don't even know that they're destroying their cells.
Right.
See, despite protein, you have to understand what's happening. I might play a little bit of another video so you can understand. Once you put this inside your body, your cells are being transformed, changed through the mRNA, and it's floating to places in your body it shouldn't be. Your brain, your liver, your heart, your kidneys, your spleen, your legs, and you're being altered. And you have nothing to fight back with, so the white blood cells are going to fight against these spike proteins. There's World War III going on in your body. You're being duped. Let's go over some of the... I'm going to read these for the benefits. First one.
Oh, essential for making the powerful antioxidant glutathione.
Yeah, NAC. That's one of them. Number two.
Oh, great. Helps with detoxification to prevent or diminish kidney and liver damage.
And
may improve psychiatric disorders and addictive behavior. Also, number four, helps relieve symptoms of respiratory conditions. Number 5, it boosts brain health by regulating glutamate and replenishing the glutathione.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number 6, may improve fertility in both men and women. 7, may stabilize blood sugar by decreasing inflammation in fat cells. 8, may reduce heart disease risk by preventing oxidative damage.
There you go. This will help with the blood clots and help to prevent oxidative damage, which is happening to you and to us because it's coming through the chemtrails. The water in the food is bad. And I was almost duped and fell for this mystery meat that you buy in the store now. And it's so popular, everybody thinks it's cute. I'm not getting this NAC. And I'm being destroyed by my surroundings. Just buy some good meat, people. It's the antibiotics that they're putting in the animals. And we're eating cloned meat. They've been cloning animals for the last 30 years. They've been cloning animals. So you got to know, if you got to go up north to the farm somewhere and have go get you some fresh meat, watch it slaughter and bring it home, that's what you do. I'm sorry. If you want to fight to live, it's so easy to go to Food Max and buy some cheap meat and eat it, huh? And put a bunch of salt and ketchup on it. That's what's killing you. It's the bad meat food and how you eat it. To eat things in moderation. We're flexitarians now.
Yeah, flexitarianism.
This NAC, it has also been shown to increase nitric oxide production, which helps veins dilate and improves blood flow. This expedites blood transit back to your heart and can lower your risk of heart attacks. You take the NAC along with the L-arginine, you might turn into Superman. Your body's going to go into shock first because you've been starting to take care of it. It also deals with cholesterol issues, which are a contributor to heart disease. Every time, we always are known as black race to have high cholesterol. It's genetic. But we still have heart disease because of the way we eat and the foods we eat. All you have to do is eat in moderation and cook the meat right. You don't need to eat a bunch of meat, but I would say not to remove meat from your diet completely. It was a farce. I kept wondering, why is it so popular? Why are they pushing it?
And then the price went down. I mean, bucks by like $4 or $5.
NAC and glutathione, which comes from NAC, the NAC promotes glutathione in your body. It boosts your immune system. So what you did was destroy it when you thought it was going to help you fight against disease. It can't because it's not a vaccine. It hasn't been approved. This is gene therapy, and you're a part of a test. When they tried this before, on the cats and the ferrets and the rats, every last one of them died. Research on certain diseases associated with NAC and glutathione deficiency suggests that immune function might be improved and potentially restored by supplementing with NAC. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've been killing our own immune systems by being vegetarian. Let no man judge you in meat. Flexitarian.
Well, somebody want to ask, what is a flexitarian?
Well, you know when your body's saying no meat today, make sure that you purge that beef out your body. Some of y'all takes a week because you don't know you need to eat pineapples and get bromelain to help to get push the red meat out. And you shouldn't be eating red meat that's not cooked well done. Mm-hmm. And you should definitely eat meat in moderation. Pork is off the table. Fish, a few times a week. Fasting, once a week. But if you're not getting these minerals, I mean, this mineral helps in the fight against HIV. It's just like when this disease came out, they're starting to find out now because they're going to throw Fauci under the bus. Hydroxychloroquine has been a studied medicine, big in Africa, which is why they didn't get too sick over there, but they take it for malaria. But it also fights against the virus. And then there's ivermectin. A lot of veterinarians, vets have it. They suppressed it and made it to where you couldn't get it, and they would arrest any Walgreens pharmacy that tried to put it out or any doctor, because it cures this little simple flu and cold that people are turning into something. But see, if you're eating bad, smoking, drinking, trying to play vegetarian, just whatever, you don't have these minerals in your body to help build your immune system. We live in a society that is oxidative stress. Staying in the house and not having contact with people was killing our immune system.
Yeah.
And the anger and the loss of funds and the babies crying. NAC also helps with the flu. No side effects. Doctors know how powerful this stuff is, but they'll never tell you about it. The things that I bought this for probably $8 for 1,000 milligrams of pill. And this thing is so vital to my health, along with the white pine needle tea and some other teas that we drink. And we recommend that you drink these teas in the morning so it gives your body a kickstart, and try not to eat so much. Eat less. Eat pure. Eat nuts. Organic. Spend the money on the organic vegetables. And every now and then, probably every week, treat yourself to some good, clean, wholesome meat. Something else I'm going to read. Anything you want to say? Make sure I'm covering everything before we get up out of here. Bear with me. Plague the jab prevention. I played that. I think we kind of covered everything.
On this whole issue, and you know, you're not an anti-vaxxer by any stretch, but what do you think about this inflammation in the heart, and is it an actual threat?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Alex. Yeah, as you said, I'm very much pro-vaccine, but always making sure that the science is done properly and that we follow the science carefully before going into public rollout of vaccines. I hope let me run with this a little bit, Alex. I'll forewarn you and your listeners that the story I'm about to tell is a bit of a scary one. This is cutting edge science. There's a couple of key pieces of scientific information that have become privy to just within the past few days that has made the final link so we understand now, myself and some key international collaborators. We understand exactly why these problems are happening and many others associated with these vaccines. And the story is a bit of a scary one, so just to brace you for this. But I'm going to walk you through this. The science that I'm going to be talking about, I don't have the time here to describe exactly the scientific data, but let me assure you that everything that I'm stating here, that I'm going to state right now, is completely backed up by peer-reviewed scientific publications in well-known and well-respected scientific journals. I have all of this information in hand. I'm in the process of madly trying to put it all into a document that I can hopefully circulate widely. So your listeners are going to be the first to hear the public release of this conclusion. And I can back it up with science. So this is what it is. The SARS coronavirus 2 has a spike protein on its surface. That spike protein is what allows it to infect our bodies. That is why we've been using the spike protein in our vaccines. The vaccines we're using get our cells in our body to manufacture that protein. If we can mount an immune response against that protein, in theory, we can prevent this virus from infecting the body. That's the theory behind the vaccine. However, when studying the disease, severe COVID-19, everything that you just described, heart problems, lots of problems with the cardiovascular system, bleeding and clotting is all associated with severe COVID-19. And looking and doing that research, what has been discovered by the scientific community is the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system if it gets into circulation. Indeed, if you inject the purified spike protein into the blood of research animals, they get all kinds of damage to the cardiovascular system. It can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause damage to the brain. Now, at first glance, that doesn't seem too concerning because we're injecting these vaccines into the shoulder muscle. The assumption, all up until now, has been that these vaccines behave like all of our traditional vaccines, that they don't go anywhere other than the injection site, so they stay in our shoulder. Some of the protein will go to the local draining lymph node in order to activate the immune system. However, this is where the cutting-edge science has come in, and this is where it gets scary. Through a request for information from the Japanese regulatory agency, myself and several international collaborators have been able to get access to what's called a biodistribution study. It's the first time ever that scientists have been privy to seeing where these messenger RNA vaccines go after vaccination. In other words, is it a safe assumption that it stays in the shoulder muscle? The short answer is absolutely not. It's very disconcerting. The spike protein gets into the blood, circulates through the blood in individuals over several days post-vaccination. It accumulates, once it gets to the blood, it accumulates in a number of tissues such as the spleen, the bone marrow, the liver, the adrenal glands. One that's of particular concern for me is it accumulates at quite high concentrations in the ovaries. And then also a publication that was just accepted for a scientific paper just accepted for publication that backs this up looked at 13 young healthcare workers that had received the Moderna vaccine, which is the other messenger RNA-based vaccine we have in Canada, and they confirmed that they found the spike protein in circulation, so in the blood of 11 of those 13 healthcare workers that had received the vaccine. What this means is, so we have known for a long time that the spike protein is a pathogenic protein. It is a toxin. It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation. Now we have clear-cut evidence that the vaccines that make our bodies, are the muscles, or the cells in our deltoid muscles, right, manufacture this protein, that the vaccine itself plus the protein gets into blood circulation. When in circulation, the spike protein can bind to the receptors that are on our platelets and the cells that line our blood vessels. When that happens, it can do one of two things. It can either cause platelets to clump, and that can lead to clotting. That's exactly why we've been seeing clotting disorders associated with these vaccines. It can also lead to bleeding. And of course, the heart's involved. It's part, a key part of the cardiovascular system. That's why we're seeing heart problems. The protein, it can also cross the blood-brain barrier and cause neurological damage. That's why also in the fatal case of the blood clots, many times it's seen in the brain. And also of concern is there's also evidence of a study. This has not yet been accepted for publication yet, this one. They were trying to show that the antibodies from the vaccine get transferred through breast milk. And the idea was this may be a good thing because it would confer some passive protection to babies. However, what they found inadvertently was that the vaccines, the messenger RNA vaccines, actually get transferred through the breast milk. So they're delivering the vaccine vector itself into infants that are breastfeeding. Also, with this, now we know the spike protein gets into circulation. Any proteins in the blood will get concentrated in breast milk. Looking into the adverse event database in the United States, we have found evidence of suckling infants experiencing bleeding disorders in the gastrointestinal tract.
See what you said?
Well, if a woman, you know, I've been there, you know, if you're pregnant with your, you know, with child, and it's highly advised not to drink, not even wine during pregnancy. So.
Why the hell would you take a shot during pregnancy?
Yeah.
Okay, let me pause you there because I've only got about 45 seconds left. I mean, the bottom line is
sure.
I'll wrap it up.
This has implications for blood donation. Right now, Canadian Blood Services is saying people who have been vaccinated can donate. We don't want transfer of these pathogenic spike proteins to fragile patients who are being transfused with that blood. Hmm. This has implications for infants that are suckling. And this has serious implications for people for whom SARS coronavirus 2 is not a high-risk pathogen, and that includes all of our children. In short, the conclusion is, we made a big mistake. We didn't realize it until now. We thought the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin. And was
there you have it. I've heard enough. This doctor said, we now realize we made a big mistake. But we'll put you in the $1 million lottery if you go get the shot, because we want to get up to 80% of herd immunity. I'm not a part of your herd. I'm part of the flock of the kingdom of Yah.
The doctor just said we made a big mistake. So I'm giving you things to counter the bad decision that you made to alter your life. NAC, L-arginine, white pine needle tea every day, and don't become a vegetarian. And exercise and pray. I'm so thankful to the Most High that He's allowed me to come into the knowledge of these things that I know most people don't know anything about. But I and Tanya, we freely give back what we receive.
Absolutely.
And hope that the information be spread and passed around. We're in a war, people, and it's good versus evil. And it's so all interconnected. So, yeah, get your chlorella, your spirulina, your bentonite clay. Buy good, wholesome meat. Have rounded meals. Eat less, fast, pray. And we'll get through this. And don't be afraid, because Yah's in control. We'll say so.
Yeah, no fear. It's always, it sounds cliche-ish, but faith over fear. Faith over fear. We are in a battle. Yeah, good versus evil. It is what it is. It's a battle, good versus evil. And you got to read and study. And, you know, like you said, go to the library, pull out some books or study. Just don't take the information that's on the news and that it's the gospel. You know, just research it.
This doctor said, based on science journals, we've made a mistake. We've gone too far. And we don't want your blood donations because it's in your blood donations. You can't stand in line and wait for a new liver, new heart, kidney transplant because it's not going to be any good if the person's got the vaccination. So everything's being altered. And we're going to see the manifestation of this. And what I've read in the articles is saying come July, 5G will be full throttle. And that's why you're seeing this commercial 5G and Tina Turner singing Simply the Best. A synergistic effect is going to take place, people. We're telling you not to be afraid, but we're hoping that we can shake you enough to increase your faith, not your fear,
yes,
and make wiser, prayerful decisions moving forward. They're hyping up your mind about a drought. They're cyber attacking food chains. There's things that the Most High is telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
To prepare you. He will lead you and guide you.
Yes, he'll answer your prayers. He will answer your prayers.
So be diligent. Be sober. Be vigilant. And endure till the end. And Psalms 91 made it clear. 1,000 at that left and 10,000 at that right. But it won't befall you if you stay in the secret place. This has been Health as Wealth. For recent time. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. And they can reach out for questions, right? So
yes. BCRA 400, B as in boy, C as in cat, R as in Robert, A as in apple, BCRA400@gmail.com. Email us. We'll reach back out to you. You can give me a call. And no, we're not in this together with everybody. Connect with those around you who want to be blessed and not be stressed and that want to listen and that want to learn.
Yes.
All right. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it because truth is a journey, not a destination.
Blessings.
Peace and blessings. Next time.